Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim Klal Mem Ches Siman Aleph, and I want to clarify a few points about what we were talking about being Yotze, with Shmiya in a situation where you don't understand the words, before we continue on to the next point of the Chayadim. So the Chayadim raises this question of being Mitzdarif, to hear the words and being Yotze with the words. That is the preferred way to do benching, and we raise the question: can you be yotze and do that if you do not understand what you're hearing? So, the Shulchan Aruch mentions this idea that if a person does not understand what he's hearing, he's not yotze with shmiya. The Mishnah Berurah brings an opinion which says that in Lashon HaKodesh, if a person does not understand what he's hearing, he's still going to be Yotze. Now that is clear that this isn't in Kuf Tzadik Gimel. In Sivkatan Hay, Mishra points out that this is only in Lashon HaKodesh. In other languages, if you would be hearing benching in a different language, or Kiddush in a different language, which Mikra Din, benching in Kiddush can be said in a different language, if you do not understand that language, you will not be Yotze. So if I'm in France and they're benching in French, and I do not know French, I'm not going to be Yotze with the benching which they say in French, listening to their benching. By Lashon HaKodesh, the Mishnah Berurah brings an opinion which says that you could be Yotze even though you do not understand. It says that is the minhag, that people listen to Kiddush and these type of things, and are yotze with that, even though they do not understand exactly what they're hearing. Now, it's important to point out that they have to understand the idea that we're saying Kiddush. If the person has no idea what is happening at all, what's he doing now? He's saying some words. Why? I don't know. What do they mean? No idea. He would not be yotze. A person says, I know that he's saying something in honor of Shabbos, I don't know exactly what he's saying. So then this opinion says, since he's saying it in Lashon HaKodesh, he's going to be Yotze. So in that situation, it's important to point out to the listeners exactly what you're doing. An example of this would be if you have non-frum relatives, and the question comes up with how are we allowed to give them food if they're not going to make a bracha. And one suggestion is that at the beginning of the meal, you say the bracha out loud, and they hear it, and the law is that Shmei kind of works. Even the person does not answer Amen, so he doesn't know about answering Amen. But as long as he hears the bracha, it's good enough. But he has to understand that he's hearing a bracha. So you have to announce that I'm saying this to be a bracha, a blessing over the food. And then you say the bracha, so he heard it, and he's going, and that is sufficient. Now the next thing we need to point out, what about the law of having kavanah to be yotze and the kavanah to be moitze? So in that type of situation that we just gave, I have kavanah to be moitzi them, but they don't have kavanah to be yotze. They don't understand the importance of them being yotze. And if you start explaining them they have to be yotze, they might not necessarily be interested, etc. So is it possible to be yotze in that situation? So the Shulchan Aruch says that in a case where I'm being moitzi somebody in tefillah or in a bracha, I have to have kavanah to be moitzi him, and he has to have kavanah to be yotze. This is true by benching, by kiddush, by any bracha that I would be saying. We need kavanah on both parts. However, the Kavager, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, do raise the question that since brachas are drabanan, and this halacha of having kavanah to be yotze and be moitzi is based on the rules of mitzvah srichas kavanah, and the Magen Avraham says in Siman Samach that by the Rabbanans we pass and mitzvahs do not need kavanah, mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavanah. So theoretically you could be yotze all of these brachas, etc., even though the person did not have kavanah to be yotze. So the purpose of having kavanah is not intrinsic to the principle of Shemei Ka'anah. Shemei Ka'anah works with kavanah or without kavanah, as long as the person is aware of what they're hearing. It's halacha in being yotze the mitzvahs, and since it's the Rabbanan, you can be yotze even without having kavanah. So these type of that situation, I get to have bracha before the meal and be yotze them. But benching, which is the deraisa, I have to ask them, if I'm going to ask them to listen to my benching, They should understand that they're saying benching and the purpose of benching, and they should understand that it's important for them to be yotze the mitzvah of benching in order to be able to use Shemei Ka'ina to allow them to hear what and be yotze the mitzvah of benching through Shemei Ka'ina. Have a good day.